The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dantea Price Lisco. Several Norfolk families say their children are being robbed, attacked, and targeted at school by other students because they are Latino. Some students have left the school system altogether. WHRO's Ryan Murphy has their stories.
Martin Martinez Batista says he was walking to soccer practice when, out of nowhere, he was surrounded by middle school students. He knew they were going to hurt him. The kids hit him for several minutes. Martin was left bleeding from the ears. The laptop he'd used to shield his head was destroyed.
Me estaban diciendo que me estaban pegando porque yo era hispano.
Martin, who came from Honduras 2.5 years ago, says the only thing his attackers said was that they were beating him because he's Hispanic. His story is one of several WHRO heard from families concerned about assaults and robberies of Latino students, particularly immigrants. Patricia Bracknell is the head of the Chamber for Hispanic Progress. Many Latino families have come to her about what their children face at school.
And they're coming from countries where violence, they're running away from violence. And I know at least one parent that sent their son back to South America, because they'd rather deal with that violence than the violence that these kids are experiencing in the most developed country in the world.
Some families who have talked to Bracknell are afraid to go to the police or schools because of their citizenship status. For some that did go to the authorities, their concerns were misinterpreted or ignored. Norfolk Public Schools declined multiple requests for interviews about the assaults. The escalation of these attacks mirrors a nationwide rise in crimes against Latinos since 2019. Researchers say bigoted rhetoric from politicians and conspiracy theories have fueled racial violence aimed at the Latino community. Stepbrothers Derek Santos Rodriguez and Leo Medina were attacked by another group of kids outside Norview High in December. Video of the incident shows a teenager holding Derek down and punching him, while three others kick Derek in the head. Damn. Eventually, security guards come to break the fight up. Derek and Leo were bruised and cut. Derek spent the night in the hospital and suffered a broken finger. The two Latino boys were suspended for fighting and missed a month of school. When Derek returned to school, three students showed up at his classroom looking for him. He doesn't know why. His teacher chased them off before they got to him, but he felt unsafe enough to ask his mother, Teresa Rodriguez, to pick him up. It was only 30 minutes into the school day.
Yo como madre, me dolió. Si vio el video, le pegan patadas. No sé cuántos, unos 5, 6 adolescentes. Al golpearle su cabeza, le tiraban patadas, golpes, puños. Le hubieran dado un mal golpe, que hubiera pasado con mi hijo.
Rodriguez says it's hard for her to forget seeing the video of her son getting beat up. She doesn't like letting Derek and Leo out of the house alone anymore.
¿Cómo puedo estar tranquila? Cuando uno quiere un mejor futuro, que sus hijos estudien, hace todo lo posible para que ellos estén ahí. Otras madres, a la edad de mi hijo, ya no los tienen en la escuela. Los mandan a trabajar, nosotros no. Hacemos todo lo posible, trabajamos para que ellos estudien. Pero, ¿cómo estar tranquilos con lo que pasó?
She wonders how she can be comfortable sending her kids to school when this is happening. She knows families that have sent their kids to work instead. Rodriguez doesn't want that for her boys. She wants them to get an education, but that relies on getting them through school safely.
That was Ryan Murphy from partner station WHRO News. As a note, Norfolk Public Schools is a member of Hampton Roads Educational Telecommunications Association, which owns WHRO's broadcast license. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.